pinch and a punch for the first day of the month, as they used to say when I was in school, and we would go around pinching and punching everybody. Now, there is someone, I can't remember who it is, some podcaster, and they say something like, oh, what is it? Something really dumb for the start of the month, like bunny, bunny, or something, or tortoise, tortoise, some animal, I can't remember now. Who knows what that means, but the real saying is pinch and a punch for the first day of the month. Thanks, Noisy Motorbike.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Pinch and a punch for the first day of the month, as they used to say.
Rabbit, rabbit! Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 463 of the BFO for right the 1st of September 2023, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, we're going to give you the update on Hurricane, Big Fatty? Hello, Springer's Big Fatty. Hi, Jerry. No, not Jerry Springer. Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right. It's going well. Y'all, you're Springer's, but only. Only if you're in the future, down there, like Straight Bob and Arthur and Auntie Rosa and Scotty, you know, the little Aussie battler. Y'all, they think that September the 1st is the first day of spring in the Southern Hemisphere. And Big Fatty, they're just crazy down there in the future. You can say that again. Big Fatty, they're just crazy down there in the future. Well, they listen to this show. Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, I got to see y'all this weekend. We have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is today, the 1st. Y'all, this person, active member of the Pride 48 family. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all used to live down there in Tejas, but is now, I believe, out there in the San Francisco or somewhere out there in the California. Y'all used to do the State Fair Fried Food Report for us every year. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Bjorn Big Fatty. We love Bjorn. We do indeed. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal is on Sunday. Y'all have never met this person. But I have met his person, his husband, out there at one of the early Pride 48s. Y'all, his husband, the Ramble Reed Heed, y'all, I am talking about, none other than Roger Big Fatty. We love Roger, it's true. So, y'all, if you see Bjorn or Roger or even Ramble Reed Heed on the 20th, or the Metaspace, or the, what else is there? That's the Woolly Mammoth and the Spools. Wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake. Yes, we did it.
Happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, this weekend on Sunday, y'all, we have a very important anniversarium. Y'all, I've met these two at the at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. And y'all at the Pride 48. One of them out there in the early days of Pride 48 out there at in Las Vegas. And then both of them in Nolens at Pride 48. Y'all, they used to do a little show. I think it was every Friday night or Saturday night. I don't remember when it was. But y'all, it was a group show, and everybody just showed up if they wanted to participate. Y'all, it was just fun. It was just fun. But y'all, I am talking about none other than Jim and Gavin, the number one funky homo, and Jeep by a big lady with you. Jim and Gavin, we do. So y'all, if you see them on the social medias, wish them a happy anniversary.
Happy, happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
The regular happy music. That's not the sweet. I'm confused too. Yes, Big Fatty, it's because we've got a special guest. We do indeed, y'all. Daddy Ron's here. Say hi, Daddy Ron.
Hi, Daddy Ron.
Oh, well, Big Fatty, he took you literally. It's true. It's the first time anyone has. One moment, please. would you hum The Girl from Empanada? I just needed a little drink of water there.
I understand.
Ron, let's bring everybody up to date as to what's happened since your arrival. Got in. About what time was it? You were early.
Yeah, I was a little after 10. It wasn't supposed to be quite that early.
Yeah.
But that was all right.
Yeah, and we went to the Vonsies. It was threatening weather.
Indeed.
He brought the hurricane iodine with him.
And we got a little moist on the way in.
We did.
And the way out again.
Oh, Big Fatty, what's wrong with your Apple clock? Oh, it says that I've achieved the monthly goal for August. Big Fatty, first goal you've achieved in quite a while. Anyway, then we had the Nip come over and Veda and the Jar. And what happened on a Wednesday evening?
Well, we all went out to dinner at a, I guess it was an Irish restaurant, was it not? I couldn't pronounce the name anyway.
No, right. It's Madra Rue. Now, did you notice that I did the Mexican hat dance music?
Yes.
That's a trademark with the old gal, Vera Charles.
In relationship to Irish?
Yes. She would always do the kind of the Mexican jumping bean hat music whenever she was talking about Irish stuff. So, you know, it's so sad to see them go downtown like that. Yeah. And did you enjoy your supper?
Great meal. I had shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie.
Absolutely delicious.
Huge.
Yes. And I one of us, who shall remain nameless, may or may not have been overserved during the course of the evening.
Well, yes, the Nip was there. So, but we won't mention his name. But he may have had an accomplice in that.
He may have. I don't know.
Yes, but we won't mention his name. But needless to say, when he got up to TT about 2 o'clock in the morning, he was glad there was a.
A four-poster bed
in the guest bedroom. He's like, well, Big Fatty, did he TT on it? No, he didn't raise his leg and TT on it or anything like that.
No, but thank God it was there.
Anyway, but it was a travel day. It was a stressful travel day.
Yes. And I was trying to relax.
Yes, absolutely. And we slept like a baby.
Oh, clean up on aisle four.
Right. I mean, it was a good night's sleep. Y'all, just to give you the final report on Hurricane Iodine, the rain gauge showed about 2.6 inches of rain here at the villa. No noticeable winds at all, except as we were driving to supper.
Yes.
And I mean, you could tell it the trees were, you know, and it was coming down. And so, y'all, of course, we all got wet, and the restaurant was like being in an igloo.
Yes. Yeah, it was a little cool in
there. It was a bit nipply. We all could have used our camisoles.
We could have.
And then we got up and had a little sausage biscuit for brofkas.
We did, and that was delish.
Yeah, and drank a pot of coffee between the two of us.
Indeed.
And then Big Fatty went out on his morning nipple walk. Y'all, the temperature was quite nice. The humidity was still up there. But y'all, I did the full nipple walk to include the Big Circle without stopping.
Yeah.
And
you were gone a long time.
I was gone about an hour.
I was about to call the paramedics.
Yes, an hour and 45 minutes or so. And maybe not quite that long, but... Anyway, Daddy Ron got a share and had to do
work
stuff. Ugh. Yes,
work so, never goes away.
Y'all, he's been on the phone all day, and then about 11 a.m. in the morning, we were off.
Yes, to the Costco's.
We were off to the Costco's because Daddy Ron needed some. What do you tell him what you needed?
I needed chicken.
Oh,
and not. In the chicken hawk sort of thing, but actual chicken, shredded chicken.
And this, the Costco has the shred, is it, it's the...
It's rotisserie shredded chicken.
Yes, so...
Breastises.
The bazooms. Shredded bazooms.
Which was my stripper name.
I believe that was your stripper name back in what decade?
We won't mention.
Okay, well, we won't even play the stripper music then. No. Big Fatty, you'll disappoint everyone if you don't play this. All right. What was your stripper name? Shredded Bazooms. Put your hands together for Shredded Bazooms. Still got it. He does indeed. So anyway, so we did that. The nip bought some pastries and I took a picture. I took a picture as we were going into the Costco, and I'll post it at noon today on the BFO. Now remember, this was August the 31st. At the Costco, and I'm going to put a picture up, and I want you to just shake your heads and just go, no! But anyway, you can probably figure it out, but just go over there and take a look at that picture at noon today. And Big Fatty picked up, we got some these, tell them about the pretzels.
Oh, Dots Pretzels.
Dots.
Yes, Dots. I met her actually, a lady named Dot started these pretzels way back in the day, and I met her, I don't know, 8-10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
She was just a small entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And fast forward to this year, a couple of months ago, Dot's Pretzels was bought from her by Hershey Foods for $1.2 billion.
That's billion with a B.
Dollars.
And y'all, I never had Dot's Pretzels. I'd seen them in the Von's East, but you know, I thought a pretzel is a pretzel. Not so.
No.
Not so.
No. Highly recommended.
Highly recommended, y'all. If you see the Dot's Pretzels, the original seasoning, y'all, they don't taste like pretzels at all.
No.
They're kind of pretzel sticks that are twisted. And they've got this delicious seasoning on it. I've been belching it up all afternoon. It's so good. I've eaten, well, because I've eaten so many of them. And, but y'all, they're absolutely delicious. I think I'm going to try making the nuts and bolts with them.
That would sound good.
Yes, Big Fatty. Speaking of belching things up, what else did I get? I got some cheese and a little thing of charcuterie.
Oh, yes.
And the Nip and I split a thing of steaks.
Yep.
And
that was probably all you got. The Nip got a bunch of booze.
And he got booze, yes. And then, of course, he had to go over to the special booze store and get him a bottle of tequila.
Tequila.
And Daddy Ron was humming the tequila song, and the Nip had no idea what he was humming. He said, oh, okay. Anyway, got back home. Veda
yes,
stopped
came
by.
To visit.
Yes, and somebody's here. It sounds like it might be the Nip. Is it the Nip?
It is
the Nip. Oh, he has brought his wine down here.
Wine?
No, he's brought orange juice down here. And he's probably forgotten to bring his wine down here. And he's trying to find a place in the Frigidaire to put the wine, not the wine, the orange juice. Oh, he did.
Wine.
Never, never, never doubt the Nip when it comes to alcohol. He's going to be Johnny on the spot. And so we've just been sitting around.
Yep.
And
I was out on the veranda for a long period of time.
You did go out on the veranda while Big Fatty got his share. Y'all, I didn't even take a share before going to the Costco.
But you fit right in.
Well, I was going to say, most people just felt right at home. you know, but man, did you notice that there were some of the ladies there were just drenched.
Yes.
Drenched in the perfume. Y'all, if you're one of the lady listeners, y'all, don't do that. Don't do that. When people walk by you, they turn their nose up at you. And it's not because they're snooty. It's because...
You smell like shit.
Well, it's because you put that much on and you're trying to cover something up. And it's probably because you're pooty. And I'm not talking... That's not a Southern way of saying purdy. It's... Pootie is just, ooh, I've had a little discharge. Speaking of discharge, the Nip just checked himself. Did you just...
I thought you were talking about me.
No. He's having a... Y'all, the tequila is already flowing. And then we're going to have Friday at Fatty's tonight. And a special dessert, which has not arrived yet.
No, it better.
But y'all, that pretty much has been our day. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely first weekend of September. Y'all, the sports ball.
Oh, yeah.
It's in big. Do you have a favorite team, sports ball?
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Okay, that's the professionals. How about a college?
I don't do college.
Okay, he doesn't do college. Well, Big Penny, if the right college player presented himself, he'd do him. Well, that's probably true. But you're heading out early on Saturday morning.
Yes, sir.
So, y'all, no rest for the weary. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you know it is the month of September. And as Scotty likes to remind us, down there in the future...
Pinch and a punch for the first day of the month, as they used to say.
Oh, no return, Scotty. Don't be pitching and punching. Well, you know, you could probably get arrested nowadays for doing that.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.